Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the most interesting news stories for the first week of March 2020 here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. We are back once again with News AF, here to talk about everything that's happening in the world. And of course, very excited to bring in a man who is now podcasting on a new laptop for the first time. He's a PC man, Mr. Tyson Apostle.
I am a PC man. I made the switch today. And it's so far almost the same.
Liberating?
Yeah.
Well, I separated from an Apple, which I still have. So I guess I really haven't separated yet. And a little MacBook thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I have to say that, they work. They both are computers.
Yeah.
That's kind of my synopsis of the whole thing. This one was a little bit more bang for the buck. And we'll see. So far, so good.
So far, so good. Man.
How do I sound?
You sound and look great.
Better than last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, your voice sounds deeper, more rich.
Rich.
Great tones coming from your voice.
Yeah.
Good.
Everything is great. A man always looking for more bang for his buck is Mr. Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I'm also working from a computer right now, but if I was looking for bang for the buck, this would not be the computer for anyone.
Why?
Yeah.
Too expensive?
Cautious. But yeah, it's an Apple, so I pay twice the going rate
for
a slower computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It already bogged down once while you were talking about
Tyson it. Tyson can crunch, you know, the numbers to indicate where the next golden ticket will be found twice as fast as my computer.
At least twice as fast.
At least.
Danny, did I tell you I went to a local middle school production of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory recently?
Was it as weird as the original movie?
No. It was, because it sort of followed the plot of the Johnny Depp film. Yes, but they did the musical numbers from the Gene Wilder film.
Yeah, the
Dominic
Gene Wilder
in it?
Musical
he
numbers
was not
are
in
way
it.
Better.
His friend was in it.
And you had to go because his friend was in it?
Yeah, Nicole
You're
was working.
You're a good dad, bro.
Yeah. Nicole was working. I took both my sons to go to the on a Saturday night. We had bought three tickets for the middle school production. We had a hot pretzel, a water, and a bag of chips. $15 for the night.
That's some good daddy.
Yeah, the best.
That's a pretty good outing. That's cheap.
Yeah. Don't go buy these Hamilton overpriced tickets. Find local middle schools doing shows.
Support the arts on the ground level, you know?
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I did that a couple of weeks ago. And only one of my kids got freaked out when they were in the boat scene, Danny.
Oh, my gosh. That's the best boat scene. Oh, by the way, supposedly, no one was told during the boat scene what Gene Wilder was going to do. And the fear you may see on some of that children's faces was real, because they were really getting disturbed by Gene Wilder. And nowhere going. You know that part?
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like, if you were a kid, that would be freaky.
I don't know if he ad-libbed it, but they did not let the kids know
the kids didn't have that page in their script?
Probably not. I heard that they hadn't, and that it was, for some, disconcerting.
Might be an urban legend.
It could be an urban legend, of course, but it's a good one.
Okay.
It could also not be.
Yeah. And just a thought, you know, like looking at Gene Wilder in the Willy Wonka costume on the boat would be, you know, I would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like comfy. Jim Carrey, but likable.
All right. Hey, Sonic, how good has Sonic been doing?
Did real good.
Crazy good.
Yeah.
All right. So not everybody feels that way about Jim Carrey, Tyson.
I think they do.
Okay. Well, not enough to keep their dollars in their pockets.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, if a movie comes out, people are going to see it. It's one of the few industries where you can just churn out garbage and still make money.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right. So one story has really captivated the hearts and minds of News AF Nation and
the internet.
Yes, the entire internet. Tyson, over the weekend that we were inundated with mentions, bombarded with one video that people seem to feel like that really hit home with.
Yeah.
Danny's former love. Danny is a recovering hot soup addict for anybody who's a new listener to the podcast, who's just found us recently. Welcome aboard. But our co-host, Danny Bryson, is a recovering hot soup addict. Danny, how much hot soup did you used to consume a day?
Two, maybe three times a week. I'd eat it alone in my kitchen.
He measured it by the buttload.
Yeah, sometimes with bread. Sometimes
bread bowl?
No bread.
Well, a bread bowl. Oh, wow. No, sourdough bread bowl, huh?
I never did the bread bowl, but I would buy a baguette to dip into some of my hot soups. And I was pretty much addicted to hot soups until I saw this video, October 2018.
Yeah.
This was October 2018, but it's making the rounds again.
So we were hit with a video that came out all over the place. But you're saying that this is not a new video, Danny.
So when you guys texted me, you were so excited. I could sense it through the text messages. Like, oh my gosh, there's a hot soup story, Danny. And I was like, oh, I pulled on my pants and ran down to the computer. And I was like, dude, I can't wait to find what I can find about hot soup
bars.
Oh, you
pulled on your pants. I thought you said you pulled off your pants.
Yeah. No. I took my pants off, kicked off my shoes, broke out the laptop, and I researched for a new hot soup bar story.
That's what you plugged in the Google search?
Yeah, that's... soup. Yeah, exactly. Closed all the image searches I had been doing previously.
And that had already, that probably just came up in your history because you probably
like
do that search quite often.
And then you know how it finishes? Yeah. It was like, where can I find hot soup?
A little clock next to it that's like, you've researched this before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I am almost 100% certain that this story came out almost October 2018, unless a guy who looks very similar to the original story from 2018 is a serial hot soup bar violator. And this is a new video of the same guy wearing the same outfit eating from the ladle.
I mean, if you're going to be a multi-time offender, you should wear the same outfit.
It actually is a good idea because then it throws everybody off like me. I'm like, well, this is an old story. This guy would never do it twice, but it's like his fourth or fifth time.
Dude, I zoomed in enhanced to see if it was actually you in some type of disguise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you're watching the video, you should be able
disturbing.
To. Are you able to see this now?
Yeah, did you not warn people before what they were going to see?
Yes.
This is a man using the soup ladle that's at the hot soup bar. He lifts it up, gets like two or three, four, like mouth on ladle, then puts it back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he goes in again, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. In the comments, says he goes in twice. And by the way, this video is the video that broke the spell for me.
Yeah.
So now, after this, I went to my local hot soup bar and I asked the guy at the deli counter, hey, these cold soups you've got, are they made from leftover hot soup? Mm-hmm. And he said no. And I said, I'll take five.
Yeah.
Five cold soups equal one hot soup?
No, and I was just like, I'll just grab some. Then I heat them myself in a microwave, which I imagine just pummels the hot soup with microwaves and kills all the germs anyway.
Yeah, it will. It definitely
will. Yeah, it felt like I was doing my job to protect myself from people like this guy.
Do you think this was a stunt?
No.
Like, was this guy like with the whoever filmed them and like, I'm going to go do this and just film it and it's going to go viral?
No, this guy, if you approached him and asked him if he knew it. Yeah, if he knew what viral was, I mean, now in this day and age, not a time to ask. But if you asked him if he knew what TikTok was, he'd probably think it was a game for children.
Yeah.
So, Tyson, do you feel like that the reason that this clip has sort of reemerged and has sort of become super popular again, is this to tap into everybody's very afraid with the coronavirus right now, that there are people going around tasting all the hot soup?
No,
that's a good theory, Rob.
I don't think so. What I think is that just the right account found it and shared it, and it ended up, you know, being shared again a lot of times. And that happens a lot where we see a story that happened a few years ago get shared by, you can't even come up with a publication.
Yeah, there were a bunch of them that we've covered over the past year.
Chive starts sharing stuff, mm-hmm. and then it goes viral with these college kids.
Yeah.
Some stories are just stuff too good to forget.
Like before they were alive.
Yeah.
Self-aware.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is what happened, and it's fine because this needs to be shared because it's like one of the most perfect what not to do videos that we can all learn from.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people that won't learn.
And by the way, sneeze guard's not enough. What you need is some kind of...
sneeze guard isn't going to do anything here.
No,
you need the IBM microchip.
You need Blue, the guy that played chess, IBM Blue, but also give him a taser.
You can have like scientists put their hands in these rubber gloves that are attached to the wall and then distribute the soup. And then it has to go through a conveyor belt to the exit to the one person.
Yeah, we have different approaches. My thought was inside the circular hot soup self-serve.
Yes.
There is a AI that mm-hmm. watches everybody.
Okay.
And when it sees you taking hot soup like this guy did, it zaps you in the testicles.
Oh, okay. So mine is a different approach because mine's a fully enclosed room, glass room that's perfectly sterile. And inside are all the soups. And in front of all the soups, there's long rubber gloves that are attached to the wall. And you can stick your hands into those gloves, scoop down, dish out your soup, and then set it on the conveyor belt, which then ejaculates it from the little glass room. And then you go pick it up and slurp it down.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Does the soup come out not in a container in that scenario?
No, you put it in a container.
Okay. I was like, you shoot it into your hands?
Yeah.
Because I use the word ejaculate instead of...
Yeah, I feel like...
It's just not a great word to use in this situation. Whoa. It's hot soup.
Okay, so
comes out of
eject,
the conveyor belt. Yeah.
Yeah, it just exits the room.
I mean, that's what I think implies at like a high velocity, no?
Oh, I mean, the conveyor belt's got to move for the traffic. So it depends on how many people are there is how it's like one of those spinning doors.
Mm-hmm. Revolving door.
Yeah, the revolving door. That's,
by the way, this my local hot soup bar has also a self-serve salad bar, mm-hmm. which I've never even dared to get near
mm-hmm.
because if people are doing what they do with hot soup,
I
imagine that people are doing all sorts of things to the... open salad bar.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. I try to take stuff that's from the back. But maybe everybody's doing that. I'm trying to like go all.
Yeah, what's your all the way to the back and then uncovering the top levels of lettuce to scoop up the bottom layers. But there's no way. No,
maybe
they're dumping new lettuce on top of old lettuce constantly. You
maybe
don't know
go
where
in,
you're at in that rotation
and ask to watch the hours of security footage.
Ooh.
And then just find the places, you know, like fast forward, be like, okay, the top left part of the lettuce.
Brand new, fresh. Go get it
untouched,
now.
Untouched. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't need to do that. You just need to. What we need to do is create an app that's a paid for app that notifies you
when new hot soup,
new lettuce or new hot soup hits. The second it hits the trough, you are notified.
Tyson, instead of vibrating, your phone gets super hot in your pocket.
Like it burns you?
Yeah, it's like, oh, my phone's hot.
Samsung already tried that. Samsung tried that a couple years ago.
Maybe that's what they were working
on. They were working on it, and they didn't want Steve Jobs to know, but now...
That's what they were doing.
Steve Jobs is listening on your phone, Danny, and he knows now what Samsung was up to.
Oh, my gosh. All this stuff is listening to me constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At makes no sense most
though,
of the
Danny.
Time.
My kids and my wife, that they're all tuning me out. I'm happy that some of the devices are listening to me.
Yeah, you're slowly moving into the perfect market for the sexy AI assistant.
Right. Like, I'll say like, hey, guys, can we clean this up? And nobody answers me. Guys, Nicole, nobody. I like whisper something under my breath. And Alexa is like, I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah. You're like, I wasn't even talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. At least somebody is like paying
attention. But it was comforting.
Yeah.
They could lock. Rob right in to operating system if they would just be like, nobody hears you but I hear you, Rob. That's all it would take, and Rob would be sold.
This is like half the reason why I do a podcast, at least that I'm hoping that there's some people, even if they're listening on like 9.5x, that at least somebody is these words are being heard by somebody.
Well, like, me and Danny are listening to you real time.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
9.5x. That's like Alvin from the Chipmunks.
Yeah, that's funny.
A lot of shows to get through. A lot of podcasts. Yeah,
a lot of people do. I mean, when you churn out as much content as the RHAP,
well, they're trying to get through these to get to some good ones that somebody else made.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
You're saying ours isn't good?
No, this one is good. The rest of the stuff, you know, maybe goes on too long. Did you see that Serial? I saw a headline. Serial, the podcast, they're trying to be sold for $75 million, Tyson, to the New York Times.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah.
Even if it was even a fraction of that, why would you buy that? I think they did one good season, mm-hmm. then they did two garbage seasons that even listened to the full season
Tyson,
of.
Look at how much they paid to get Cats made. It's not unrealistic to think they would buy Serial for that amount. They're throwing that amount around to get Emoji Movie made. It's like
Danny.
I know.
We're
going to
get some backlash from the creator.
Yes.
The visionary.
What I'm trying to say.
Cats is going to get on my case.
What I'm trying to say is that if you even have a little bit of a hit now, that you can demand a lot of money because they're all frantically searching for something. I mean, Rob's whole thing, his whole thing could probably command, $100 million? I don't think that's unreasonable.
Oh, well, Rob, we should sell for $100 million.
Yeah. Who's going to be my agent?
Tyson.
Yeah, I will be.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Let's work on that.
So I'm going to get a 20% cut News AF is.
You know how to work it because we were talking right before we came on about how Danny had an issue with a broken ski, and you knew like the complete like right angle that Danny needed to talk to the customer service people.
Dude, I'm a people person.
Tyson claims he's going to get a free set of skis before me.
No, I said that, I will get a free ski.
The skis.
No, I'm going to come on and claim the same story you claim. I'm just going to do the approach that I want to do that's going to get the ski quicker.
What happened to Danny's skis?
So Danny took a little teeny tiny spill and broke one of his expensive skis in half. Just floppied.
Mm-hmm.
So Danny is going to be like, hey, I took a little spill. It was hardly anything and I broke the ski. I love your skis. I'm going to say, hey, I didn't even take a spill. I was just like, you know, taking some turns in some fresh pow and the ski just like kind of folded over.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. The carbon and wood ski just folded over while you were taking a turn.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I mean, it's as believable as you taking just not even a hard crash.
But I have footage of my crash. And so there's no denying that the gentle crash broke my ski.
They don't care about that. And I'm just going to be like, hey, so, you know, I got tens of thousands of followers on Instagram. I'm an influencer.
A
pickleball
influencer
on Twitter. And I'd just really love to, you know,
I'm going to do the discount tire approach where, you know, the old lady throws the tire
through
the
front window.
I'm going to tomahawk my ski through the front window of their office. I could help.
What brand of ski is it?
It's Kessley skis.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know you're a Kessley man.
Well, they're expensive.
Do you know what that is, Rob?
I think he was very convincing that he did.
I was like, really hoping you were going to say Rossignol so that I would be familiar with the brand.
Yeah. No, sorry.
Kessley, Swiss, a Swiss brand.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe French.
French.
Not 100% on that. But yeah, so Tyson, go ahead. Get me those free skis.
No, if I get them, they're for me.
Okay, yeah, good luck. Yeah,
and then I'm going to put them down my garbage disposal.
Film it and tag me in it.
Like wood chipper grade.
Yeah, it's like
disposal.
Will it blend? But Tyson's going to do will it garbage disposal.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what, dude. Why doesn't BlendTech and the other company get into garbage disposal?
Garbage disposal.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I do a lot of stuff in my garbage disposal, like grinding up all sorts of weird things.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is this working? I don't know if this is going to work. And then I turn it on. I'm like, it all goes away.
Yeah,
I don't know where it goes.
It kind of works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happening to it. Mm-hmm. I've put my hand down there. Those blades aren't very sharp.
Yeah, they really aren't, dude. And they're like on a hinge swingy thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works either, man.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tyson, I know that you are a customer service expert.
I sure am.
Your services were not required for a 95-year-old who was living in Japan, who was complaining about a broken Game Boy, which Nintendo replaced for the 95-year-old. The 95-year-old
an original?
Yeah.
An original Game Boy? Dude, I had an original Game Boy mint condition but a few years ago, and I think it got some heat damage or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real shame.
This story could be about my dad. He doesn't play video games, but for some reason, he got so into the Game Boy Tetris, which is what this person got into.
Yep.
He was a maniac, an absolute maniac on that.
Would you say this is the most you've ever respected your dad? He became a master of the
Tetris.
Dad,
you were a successful businessman, well beyond anything I could ever do. But man, you're so good at that Tetris. Yeah, he would play, and it would be moving so fast. I honestly had no idea how he did it.
Do you think that like in the future, they'll be like, what was the success of all your business? And he was like, well, because you know how Winston Churchill's like, I always slept in. And then everybody who wants to sleep in is like, did you know that Winston Churchill actually slept in?
Yeah, he slept, but he went to bed really late.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll ask Rachel. And then, and so this is what's going to happen is there's like, well, one of the reasons that Craig Bryson was so successful business-wise is because he played Tetris really well on the original Game Boy.
So well.
Yeah,
so well.
Because I guess when you play Tetris so much, you start to look at the world as like, okay, let me fit this in here. Got to put this, got to compartmentalize. This goes over here. Okay, here's another problem. And if you can, you know, Tetris is about troubleshooting and crisis management, Danny.
Let me just say that I sniped two people on Fortnite and got more respect for my kids than I would have if I had pulled a baby from a burning building. It was as if I was like the biggest hero. They couldn't even fathom how an ancient relic such as myself could kill someone with a sniper rifle on Fortnite.
How did you play Fortnite? What is your medium?
Xbox, yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, you know what? And
you're a hero. You're a modern day hero.
Like I can't, there's nothing I can do to improve my standing in front of my boy's eyes.
And for you listeners out there, sniper for hire.
So Tetris, let's go back to this story. Yes. It's a great,
you don't want to hear my Fortnite story?
Yeah,
You've played?
I downloaded it onto my, Nintendo Switch and I was like, let's see what all the hubbub is about. This was like, I don't know, a year ago.
Okay.
And there's no like tutorial or anything to start the game. It just like throws you in. You're like, I guess I don't know what to join. I'll join this campaign thing. Puts me on this flying boat in the middle of the sky, a bus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is cool. I can hear people talking, but on the Switch, you can't talk back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to cowabunga off this thing. So I just run and jump. Meanwhile, there's like some 12-year-old kid who's giving instructions to everybody on the bus. I have no clue what I'm doing. I'm just pushing all the buttons on my controller to see what they're doing as I'm floating down to the ground. I go straight into the heart of enemy territory and get shot while this 12-year-old kid is yelling curse words at me and telling me I deserve my death because I'm such an idiot.
Yep.
Then I uninstalled it from my Nintendo.
How do they decide, Danny, who's going to be the leader of the mission? It's just who's the most alpha.
Whoever's the loudest.
12-year-olds is going to take that.
Whoever
position.
Can say the most hurtful, racist things.
Dude, it was gnarly. And everybody was like, yeah, it serves him right. He's an idiot. I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing, guys.
Dude, it is.
I got better things to do, watch Netflix. See
it's
ya.
A jungle out there. I turn off every possible way of communicating for my kids, and I still stay awake at night imagining that they can hear horrible things coming from the Xbox or from their Switch.
Wow.
You don't think it was one of your kids that was.
My little girl was playing, what's that Switch game that's super popular? Smash Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I hate that game.
She's 4 years old. And she was yelling, damn, over and over and over again. And I wanted to correct her because that's what a parent does. But at the same time, it was so funny. She was screaming at the top of her lungs.
Mm-hmm,
and I was like, I'll tell her later.
Well, where did she learn that word?
There's really good chance she learned it from me. So I don't know if I'm the one that should approach her about language. Mm-hmm. Maybe send Liz in there to do some, moral instructing.
I mean, you're the one that taught me that swear words are just words that somebody made up. So
yeah, it was weird you hadn't come to that conclusion yourself. But yeah,
they only have as much worth as you give to them.
That's right. But still, no one say anything mean to me because those are powerful.
Those are
words.
Powerful.
Yeah, no, it really did actually hurt, especially when it's like a young kid and you're like, I could give this kid a swirly right now if he was standing right in front of me. But here, with that, the Ethernet protecting him, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, he's shielded by 10 quadrillion bits of information.
Exactly, dude. So, oh man, it's a horrible feeling to know that.
Well, the good thing is, if you guys want me to tie this into the Nintendo story, is that this 94-year-old woman playing Tetris, she'll never know that that anxious,
maybe
terrifying
she's
feeling.
Switch to Fortnite now.
Oh, dude.
It's too late.
Well, yeah, she got the new Game Boy also. But I think what's interesting about this story is that according to the article on comicbook.com, they say that the Game Boy began to have problems at the same time that the woman's health was deteriorating.
It's linked?
I don't know. That's what it says. It says she was on her third Game Boy that she's owned, and it stopped working just as her health started to decline. Tyson, do you think it was like in E.T. when they had like that flower pot, and then
was
dying, and then this Game Boy was like sort of like symbolic of her health.
Became her in a way.
Yeah.
I think they both fed off each other. So I think also if her health deteriorates, the Game Boy is going to start flickering too. And so it's just like totally symbiotic on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's incredible because I think this is the first documented case of machine and human symbiosis.
She's a cyborg with the Game Boy.
Do you think this story was all made up so that the daughter, who is 70 years old, could get a free Game Boy?
Did
Which
she
is
also
weird.
Get her?
By
she,
the way,
oh, she wants a free Game Boy. So
the mom,
like, my mom loves this. So can you?
The mom is 95. The daughter is 70.
Yeah.
So
it's normal.
What do you say?
No,
25.
No, she had the daughter. Oh,
she was 25.
Oh, thank goodness. I was doing my math so wrong.
Why? What were you thinking?
No, 15? I was thinking 15.
Still.
This is why.
That would not be, I guess, crazy.
Still 70 years ago. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah, that was a long
years
time
ago.
Was a different Things were
time.
Different then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe this was just a scam. Like her mom wasn't at all involved in the story. She's like, oh, dang it. She stole her mom's Game Boy, broke it, wanted a new one. Then created the feel good story.
My mom is dying.
It's like, she doesn't even know what a Game Boy is.
It could be. But
I'd like to see the grandma or the mother play the Game Boy just to verify that that's really who it was
for.
Yeah,
so you want to see, they come in with like, hey, here's a brand new Game Boy. Just show us.
She would have had to be 65 when she got her first Game Boy.
Yeah, roughly. And that's crazy. 65-year-old playing a Game Boy?
Probably 70.
I want to see a video of this 95-year-old woman playing a Game Boy with today's newspaper, and I want it sent to me right now.
Yeah, immediately. Let's get petition.org on this case.
Yeah. Okay. So NASA has announced they're accepting applications for new astronauts. Tyson, is this appealing to you?
How much do they pay?
I don't know. I don't think they talk about it. I think it's just for people. I feel like that, Danny, you're always going on so many adventures. How about Mars?
I'd love to go to Mars.
Oh, okay.
But they'll never pick me.
Why not?
It just
you're
seems
not a
like
team you, guy. He's
probably because you were
player.
Puking in that helicopter.
I do throw up a lot. Yeah. That's true. Actually, they measure nausea in space by GARNs. Which was a senator from my state, home state of Utah, went to space and never stopped puking from the minute he got up there. And so now they measure your sense of nausea in GARNs, like 5 GARNs or 2 GARNs or 8 GARNs.
Yeah, 700,000 GARNs.
But anyway, I would be at like 10 GARNs the entire time, GARNing all over the place. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd be great for space.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to go.
Well, I will apply.
You will?
Sure.
Yeah.
They'll never pick you, Tyson.
At NASA. Why? I'm too famous?
Because, I was reading an article about a guy. He was like a Navy SEAL, an MIT graduate, and a whole list of achievements And I'm like, okay, if that's who they're picking,
but I could be like the regular teacher lady on the Challenger.
No, you know who you are. You're the light-hearted guy who dies first. You know, like always telling the jokes.
When we come in contact with the aliens, and I'm like, not a big deal, guys. Look, nothing's even here. Snatch.
No, then the sharp tail of the alien goes right through your chest.
As I'm like hitting the punchline just perfect.
Wow.
Yeah. Smart. Yeah.
That's who you can be. Maybe offer your services as that guy.
Beloved guy.
You think? Mm-hmm. Can I be the guy that's... Can I be the beloved guy who then like changes more to like the hero as the story progresses, where I finally like buckle down and get serious?
This isn't a dramedy, Tyson. This is straight sci-fi.
Yeah.
You're going to die right away in a gruesome manner.
But it'll be quick, right? No, it's going to be painful. You're right.
It will be painful. It'll be like,
I'm going to be eaten alive. Like,
yeah, where you get like hoisted up into the air and you're like, like stuff's coming out of your mouth. You're garning all over the place.
Like being crammed into my abdomen. And then I have to be kept alive so that the eggs can incubate. Oh, Jesus, dude.
It's a nightmare. Why? I don't want to go to space anymore.
Yeah, I'm actually getting a little turned off and a little nauseated. Right.
So
and I don't know if that's the kind of astronaut they need.
Back to the moon by 2024 and land on Mars by the mid-2030s.
I'd love to go to the moon. That would be awesome.
So wait, mid-20s, they're going to go to the moon?
Yeah, 2024. Moon.
And then the same crew is going to go to Mars 10 years later?
Different people are going to Mars. I'm not sure
I can go to the moon.
I'm not sure if the moon is on the way to Mars.
Yeah, I think it is at some points, but other points is probably not. Yeah,
we're in on the moon. Let's
send
in a joint.
Yeah, my mom said I can go to the moon.
Yeah, let's send in a joint News AF moon application.
Live podcast. Together, we're almost as good as one.
Yeah. Boy, nobody's ever podcast from the moon before.
Ever?
I don't think so.
Dude. We got to do this. I have some
kind of annoying
at NASA.
Because, you know, we have a hard time with delays just between us.
Yeah.
And then, like, out of the moon, I think we're going to have a couple seconds. And it's just none of our jokes are going to land.
Yeah. Podcasting will be annoying. But together, Danny, we're going to have a rad time. Even if the others are like too stuffy. Because then we can be the funny guys. Because we know that there's the moon is safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. For now. And then, unfortunately, when we're up there, something will happen on the Earth and we'll be stuck, and eventually we'll have to eat. Like, whoever dies first will have to be consumed by the others. Just a lot can go wrong.
Yeah, but
that
it's not going to be us.
No, of course not. It never is.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We're going to be fine. I think we should go to the moon, and I think I will actually figure out a way. If somebody can send me what I need to do to get there, let me know.
I feel like if there's two jokey guys, we live a little bit longer, right?
Yeah, we feed like off two? Each other.
We feed off of each other, and then we die together, and it's kind of like, oh my gosh, best friends dying together. It's not as gruesome.
Mm-hmm. And also, this is, we've always talked about being shot into space, nude in a mambrace.
Yes.
And now, this is actually the step to get there.
Filled like a mambrace, nude, and every orifice crammed with alien eggs, and then we're on a trajectory back to Earth.
Boy,
to see the world.
Alien
just slowly
eggs
spiraling.
In every crevice is really becoming a thing now.
Makes sense. It
yeah,
makes
it's
sense.
Aliens. Rob, have you known aliens that haven't impregnated every orifice of every human body that they could find?
They lay eggs, aliens?
These ones will.
These ones.
Some do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have that to look forward to.
How do you pivot from that to another story? Good luck, right. Rob.
Well, is it a story about eggs?
Speaking of excruciating pain, that was the condition of the 62-year-old ex-Marine who just broke the world's record for planking, 8 hours of planking. Tyson.
Next
world record or next story?
Next story. Why do we have to give this guy like this CrossFit?
Let's talk about this guy. Are you kidding me?
He's probably had a surgery where
to remove a rib.
Or to put like extra. No, he puts hardback books. He put hardback books under his skin into his body, so he's just like Price fell asleep in a plane.
You think he put a hardcover books in his body?
Mm-hmm. To help him.
That would be
stiff.
The least. Get like a titanium rod, like through your spine. So you
Something. Yeah, you're right, Danny. Something. And he's a Marine, so he obviously probably has access to Wolverine surgery.
He did 2,000 crunches a day and then also spent 4 to 5 hours planking a day, Tyson.
It's either that or talk to his wife.
Why do people do this to themselves? It's like the idiot who runs up.
Okay.
I'll challenge you to how many burpees you could do in 60 seconds.
So, Tyson, he was a record holder. Let's get more background. He was a record holder years ago.
Yep.
Then somebody broke his record. Mm-hmm. It probably upset him. Mm-hmm. So he trained forever to regain it. That's what he's done here.
Well, find a more worthwhile hobby, bro, because...
maybe this is all he's got. It's like, dude, what can you do? What are your skills? He's like, I can hold perfectly level on my elbows and toes for hours. Mm-hmm. That's his only skill.
Yeah. Imagine how raw his elbows must be.
He has a planking coach.
He was bleeding.
Coach. Yeah.
He's a planking coach.
By the end of it.
That he's pays?
I don't know.
This world is crazy, man.
So allegedly he burned 4,252 calories according to his heart rate monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Did someone just like feed him pizza while he was sitting there?
No, because he had to go to the bathroom. So he only ate like half a cup of oatmeal before he did it.
Oh my gosh.
But after breaking the world planking record,
he's still alive.
He treated himself to a pizza.
Good.
Good.
He
deserved call.
It.
Yeah. Need that sodium.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the documentary on this. This is going to be really exciting to watch.
Like we can call it Walk the Plank.
Yeah. Here's the thing with world records. All you have to do is be like, I'm the first guy while podcasting to flip my hat like this 60 times. That's just get held a Guinness and we did it. Congratulations, everybody.
Tyson, why are you so jealous of all these people and their world records?
They should cancel the world records because who cares?
They encourage you to do bad things.
You know what, Tyson? At some point in your life, you're going to stumble into a world record. And it's going to be the greatest achievement of your life.
I probably have a bunch of them.
Okay. Longest time hating world records.
Yeah,
we've
got to
be up there for sure.
Well, no, disrespecting world records.
Disrespecting world records.
Because you know what? If this guy were a real, true athlete, he would be in the Olympics.
So if we podcast from space, that's not a world record, right? That's more of like a solar system record.
No, it would be. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
right? But we're Earthlings.
Who knows what the alien record is for podcasting?
Well, we haven't received their podcast yet, so it's ripe for the picking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we can be the ones who podcast first and get a solar recognition. No world records.
A universal record.
Solar system record, at least.
Okay. All right. So this is a story that I thought might be of interest about the Egyptian authorities are on the lookout for a couple who appears to be having outdoor sexual activity atop one of the pyramids.
Is there a couch up there?
There's no couch, no outdoor sex blanket, Tyson.
Wow.
They're just,
the blanket might still be there.
Yeah, they're just right on top of a pyramid.
Just on rock.
On rock, yeah.
Man.
That's how they used to do it, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Like, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Their ancestors made sweet love on rocks.
That's true. That makes sense when they're trying to get back to their heritage. This is actually a feel-good story about
this is the most dangerous thing I've heard of anyone doing recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, what's more dangerous, jumping over the Grand Canyon on a motorcycle or having sex in Egypt on the pyramids? Way more
based on the repercussions from the pyramids or based on falling or what?
That part of excitement, Danny?
Yeah, I'm sure it was super exciting, dude. You do know that the pyramids aren't out in the middle of nowhere. They are right next to the city limits.
Have you been there?
No, I've just heard and read that they're not like out in the desert alone. Yeah. They're actually pretty close to the city.
It's like seeing the Luxor in Las Vegas. It's like,
yeah, that is risky. And I just can't even imagine doing that in Egypt. Alcohol must have been involved.
What's the slope on the pyramid?
What do you mean? I mean, the blocks are 90 degree angles, right? Maybe they're smoothed down in some corners. I don't really know.
Oh, because it's just steps. It's not an, I thought it was like a straight angle, but if it's just stepped like that all the way to the top, that makes more sense.
There was a guy who just spent time in jail, a YouTuber, for just climbing to the top to film himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're probably going to castrate you if you go to the top and have relations.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this could be a movie, because like, let's say you're, it's like a horror movie, and this is starring The Rock, and they go up.
Nicolas Cage.
So it's just like, let's say
I feel like it's more of a romantic comedy.
No, it's not. It's a horror film. It starts with Dax Shepard and some other girl, and they're just like romping up to the top, and they're like, let's do it. A little bit of bodily fluid drips onto the pyramid.
Oh, no.
And then awakens the beast underneath the pyramid to come up, and then in a giant sandstorm, he envelops
Brendan
all
Fraser
of Cairo.
Appears.
Yeah. And then it just starts moving down. So, it's a swarm of bees. It turns from dust to bees, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's the, then you have the, the all the pestilences of the Old Testament, and there's nothing anybody can do.
Yeah, so are you saying that, like, the pyramid becomes impregnated by the...
No, it's like a blood sacrifice. You know how, like, the blood comes down and goes into the groove?
I don't know how science works.
Yeah.
But it's like that with bodily fluids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just waiting.
I mean, if they're giving $75 million for Cereal Tyson, yeah, $150 million for your movie right now.
Okay, let's pitch it.
All right.
It doesn't have to be Dax Shepard. It can be like Nick Kroll or somebody too. Where it's like, oops. And then it's like, he dies immediately. So you're like, it's kind of like a cameo appearance. Yeah. And he,
And then the woman becomes like the bride of the pyramids.
Mm-hmm. The woman starts running.
Because she's pregnant with Pyramid's baby.
Yeah. And it's just pyramid eggs inside her incubating. And she has to stay alive.
There's some countries that are probably okay with copulation on historical sites. This is
name
one of the
country that you think that would be.
I mean, I can't come up with. heck no.
You don't think we could have gotten away with it there at the Great Wall of China, Danny? Because we were there together.
I'm going to put Egypt at the top of the list of places you shouldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not even in your hotel room. Okay. It's just that you just don't want to do anything wrong in Egypt. In a lot of those countries.
Where's the place that you would? Mexico? Cancun?
Mm-hmm.
No, I would not do it in Mexico.
Where did they have that sex island, Danny?
Oh, yeah. Where did they have that? That was near Ibiza,
Vancouver.
I think. Mm-hmm. No.
Oh.
I swear it was out there by Ibiza, which is, I don't know where. Spain. But there are some islands, guys. I'll put up a comprehensive list of places that are probably safer. For copulation. But this is like one of the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah.
You can't just be going on top of it.
It was. I heard after this story, it got downgraded to 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. It became as common as a sex couch in the mountain.
Tutankhamun.
Yeah.
Okay. Danny, are you ready to take us to your vault hall?
Yes. Okay. You know how to get there.
All right. Let's go. Let's visit Danny and the vault hall.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Nocturnal emission.
I have a spoiler. Like, spoiler. There's some information that comes out about movies that will ruin a lot of movies for you. So, if you don't want to hear it, you know, don't. Listen.
What movie?
All movies.
All movies? I want to hear it.
You have a spoiler for all movies?
Yes.
Are there credits?
What do you mean credits?
Like at the end?
Yeah, that's what he's going to say. There's credits at the end of all movies.
Mm-hmm. No. This is a spoiler given by, I don't know how to say his name, Rian Johnson,
oh,
the guy who directed Knives Out.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm about to say?
Y-A-N?
No, he directed the last Star Wars movie.
Well, he directed Knives Out, which I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes.
And in a recent interview, he says something that is going to ruin, potentially, a lot of movies for people.
Can't be worse than it already is.
Okay. So, he says that Apple will let you use iPhones. And this is his quote. Mm-hmm. But, this is me quoting him, but this is very pivotal. If you're ever watching a mystery movie, bad guys cannot have iPhones on camera. So every single filmmaker, this is still quoting him, who has a bad guy in their movie that's supposed to be a secret wants to murder me right now. So he's saying he's going to pay hell. There's hell to pay for this.
Wow.
And it's that Apple will let you use their phones
but
in
not
movies,
in the bad guys.
But no bad guy can have an iPhone.
Yeah. Is that why Tyson had to get a PC laptop?
Well, that's why I thought of this story. Was Tyson is a bad guy. And
am I? Am I a bad
I don't know.
Guy?
Dude, that's, I don't know. All of a sudden,
I mean,
it's like, dude,
all
you're the only...
signs point to yes now, apparently.
Yeah, every single sign points to you
you're
being
not
the
a bad
guy.
Then just hold up an iPhone.
What?
If you're not a bad guy, this should be... This should be easy.
You guys are, you're breaking up. You guys are breaking up.
Yeah.
So just when you're watching movies.
Here's me with an iPhone.
Pay attention. You know, I kind of do passively look at phones in movies. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm always curious, like, what kind of phone is this person using?
Yeah, I look at cars and stuff, too.
Yeah, it's like one of those things you kind of look at, but you don't really register. And now there's like, a reason to pay attention.
Where are these guys making their money?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel like from now on, with him releasing this spoiler, that a lot of people are probably going, oh, great. Now we got to use Androids for everyone.
Yeah, right. That's very interesting, though, Danny. Thank you so much for that.
Oh,
I like that. I like that little tidbit of knowledge.
Say. Yeah,
that's exactly the kind of thing a bad guy would say to me. Right?
Twist, where the twist at the end where I'm like, I'm bad, even though I complimented you on your piece of knowledge.
Danny, are bad guys allowed to use a Game Boy in movies?
I would guess that Nintendo would be against bad people using Game Boys.
Yeah, you'd be more like an Xbox. Probably a villain would be more like an Xbox.
I see a PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that's another interesting thing. Whenever a popular
Atari
is being used, like, do murderers on movies prefer to drive Toyotas? Does Toyota let murderers drive their cars in movies? And now that's like something I'm just beginning to think about with all major brands. Like, no one wants the murderer or the criminal to be using their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like they'll be driving like you know, a car from India. It'll be so easy to tell who's a bad guy.
Why don't they do parody phones like a Grapple instead of an Apple?
Mm. I bet they have those like prop phones.
The Grapple,
yeah.
They kind of look like an Apple.
Bad guy phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Grapple. It sounds like a grappling hook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Which is all, as we know, every bad guy's favorite tool. For many crimes.
It's so universal.
I mean, Batman has one. He's a good guy.
I would. He's in the gray area.
Yeah.
I would love to try out a grappling hook because I kind of don't think they would ever work. Like, what are the odds I could shoot a grappling hook to the top of a building and not die when I try to climb?
Yeah, they always seem to like just catch on to something like some
isn't that convenient?
Something real perfect.
I think they would could work.
I feel like in reality you would need to like hit like a hook.
I think we just found what to spend Tyson's money on, a grappling hook adventure. Let's see how well, Tyson,
I was going to do a baking soda volcano, but if we want to do a grappling
hook. I want to see you shoot a grappling hook to the top of something and then climb all the way to the top. That's
like
what I want to see.
I already know it will work, so why would I do that when I know it will work? You're the one that doesn't think it will work.
I don't think it'll work. I'd love to see you shoot a grappling hook to the top of a building. Most likely, you're going to shoot it through the window on one of the floors. I'll still accept that. And then I want to see you pull yourself up on it.
I'll shoot it, but you climb it after I tug on it to make sure it's safe.
Yeah, and it's like one good tug. All right, that's good to go. Okay. It's done, dude. I will come
but
down
you're
there.
Not even afraid of heights, Danny. I'm afraid of heights.
I'm afraid of falling onto my back.
No.
Okay, let's do
You've
it.
Changed.
If
You've
you changed. Buy if you buy a grappling hook, I will attempt to climb it. I don't think it'll work, so obviously I'll want protection. So I'll want a rope made of condoms that I tie around my waist. Maybe we could ask that girl since she's got a whole pallet of them.
Oh, yeah, that lady from last week, yeah.
And then, I'll do it. Let's do it. Buy a grappling
hook.
I'm
looking on Amazon right now, real life grappling hook.
Mm-hmm. There's no way they sell those.
You don't think?
No, it's a lawsuit waiting to happen because grappling hooks don't work.
It would be called real life grappling hook. You also.
Dude, they've got grappling hooks right here.
Mm-hmm. Does it shoot out of a gun?
Survival claw, multifunctional stainless steel grappling hook. Only $40. Loads over 1,000 pounds. These work, dude. You can get a cheap grappling hook for $16.
I don't want to swing the grappling hook.
I want a cheap grappling hook.
Yeah, don't go cheap. Hey, guys, if you're listening, never go cheap on a grappling hook.
There's certain things you
want to splurge on. But you don't want a foldable one either. You want one that's like really rigid, I think.
Yeah, I always prefer rigid.
They're not that expensive. Like the highest rated ones, you want one that's
pretty rigid. Yeah, because it's for 10-year-old boys. Who like think that they can grapple and then they try and climb up a tree, fall once, and realize grappling's not for them.
They're like $50, and that one comes with a rope.
Okay, let's do it. How you gotta build up your ability to spin it in a circle and then toss it into the air.
It seems like that they're sold in conjunction with other ninja weapons, Tyson.
Let's see what it recommends after.
You know how Amazon,
heavy duty carabiners, Danny already has those.
Okay, yeah. You know how some things sell with like protection plans for your electronics? This one's come with like health insurance add-on.
I'm looking at some of the Amazon reviews. This is one that says, got me past the TSA while traveling to my recent Osaka Ninja World annual gala and silent auction. I decided not to check a bag. After all, my mask, robe, slippers neatly fit into my pink Hello Kitty knapsack, clenched tight across both shoulders. I don't know why I decided to bring my ninja folding grappling hook or why I thought I could walk through security with it. First mistake. What is that? Demanded the TSA agent, who looked remarkably like Nicki Minaj. Perhaps it was because she appeared well prepared to cast ample shade my way. It's a grappling hook. Haven't you ever seen one? Second mistake. You can't carry weapons on board, she intoned, gesturing to the prohibited list, then inspecting a chip nail. It's not a weapon, and grappling hooks are not on the list, I pointed out in my good-natured tone. Third mistake, aerosols, oxygen tanks, box cutters, but no grappling hook. You'll have to check it, Grandpa, she interrupted, and her head tipped to one side. A challenge, no exceptions. And this is a long story.
This sounds too long. Yeah. Let's make this into a movie.
Number two, don't make the rope close to high temperature source. So that's kind of, we got to beware of that, Danny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so no fire underneath me. This isn't a great tool to use in a fire situation.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Tyson, I'm serious. You buy a grappling hook. I'll find my way down to Arizona at some point. We will test it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Could you, test it out on your home, Tyson? Could you like throw it?
No.
Try to, like,
no.
Not on my home. I'm not throwing it at my
house.
It's
going to rip off shingles, expose wood to rain. I know it doesn't rain in Arizona, so it's not that big of a deal.
We have rocks here that we can hook up to.
We're not doing rocks. That's not what we're doing. We're doing
like
a building.
Like a cliff face.
There's some
building.
We're doing a building.
So what are we going to go around at night and get on top of a building where we don't get caught? Because I don't want to get arrested or shot for this.
Okay. We'll get consent. You're a friendly guy. You can get me a free pair of skis. You can get us into a building.
Mm-hmm.
You just talk to a building manager and say, hey, we're going to try out a grappling hook.
Yeah, for our first time. Building. And I'm going to throw it from the ground floor up to that thing.
To the fifth floor.
There's some great questions here on Amazon also. Can I use this to climb into the abandoned factory across from my house? What do you think?
Yes.
Not only can you use it to climb into an abandoned factory, you can scale brick buildings with ninja-like ease. I do advise you to wear protective clothing, i.e. a mesh muscle tank top or a vest.
That's cool.
I don't know how we got on this subject, Tyson, but all these people realize how stupid grappling hooks are, except for you.
Listen.
I don't understand.
No,
I
not all these people. I'm looking at the top rated one on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's a 4.9 out of 5, dude. Mm-hmm. Strong construction for multiple tasks. Well constructed, exactly what we were looking for to clear debris from our lake bottom.
They're mm-hmm. using it to dredge a lake. That's not a grappling
That's awesome,
hook.
But that's a really great application for it.
Yeah.
Great product, very good quality. My husband loved it, even though he was using it for climbing a tree right now. It's really sturdy with heavy anchor. Mm-hmm. It holds my husband over 200 pounds with no problem.
I like this question. Can it help pull a small car from the mud? What do you think, Danny?
I think it can, but I don't think you want to hook a grappling hook under the bumper of a car.
A tow strap. I mean, like, you don't need a grappling hook. That is not a grappling hook situation. Why? That is... No. No. I can't believe we're still talking about grappling hooks.
I know they'll work.
Okay, buy one. Let's just end this right now. Buy one. I will come down there. You have to throw it up. I will climb it. It will not work. You won't even get it to hook onto anything. It'll be ridiculous.
It has to be a building with a lip on the top of it, a flat building with a lip
Tyson,
on the
if
edge.
If you're a thief... Okay, maybe you were able to get some information about the kind of roof you'd be throwing your grappling hook onto. But if you ever watch a movie, they're throwing grappling hooks willy-nilly on top of all sorts of stuff. They're not
all
going up
museums,
and expecting.
All jewelry stores and museums have flat roofs with a lip coming off the top. So it's easy to grapple, and I don't know why they designed them that way. That's just the way museums and jewelry stores are.
Okay, well, talk to a local museum and just get their permission for us to grapple their roof. At least okay. attempt to, but also be prepared, put some money aside for all the broken windows that are going to incur when you try to chuck a grappling
hook.
We're
not asking
onto
permission. We're going to run, bro. I'm going to keep my car running. I'm going to take
That's
the license
fine.
Plates off.
I'm still fit, dude. I will run so much
Oh, you're
going to
run? I'm just going to drive away. All right. If you want to run, you can run, but I'm going to drive away.
Okay. Okay. Do it.
As like, It's jump on. In my car and I'm like, Google, call the police. And they're like, there's a man running. He was grappling earlier.
He did
He's
not
jogging
have an
now.
Apple iPhone.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm excited for our grappling adventure. Rob, are you coming down to
this
witness?
This is exciting. I mean, at least
let's get Rob in on this.
Yeah, for sure. You'll at least Skype in?
Yeah.
Good. I'll be able to film and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Tyson, I'm serious. Buy one. It sounds like you have tons of money, dude, with outdoor couches and TVs and all that. Mm-hmm. Just put into your budget next month a little money for grappling hook.
Yeah, just
I mean,
set
they're
a little
like $30, Danny. It's not,
yeah.
Not expensive. Not expensive.
For science, no. I mean.
Do it. Boom.
We should.
Tyson, okay. Oh, and by the way, before we change the subject, thanks to everyone who gave me money for science.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you could put that towards the grappling hook, too.
I'll probably use it to pay my bail. So that's probably what I'll use it for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or pay for a lawyer.
Tyson, would you wear it like on a belt loop, the grappling hook?
I think you'd have to, to start. Yeah.
All right. There you go. All right. Anything else you guys want to touch on tonight?
No, it's good.
We got it all. We got to it all.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Great episode.
Can't wait. Yeah, this was a lot of fun tonight. Can't wait to hear what Tyson is going to be able to accomplish with the grappling hook, even though Danny doubts him.
So
that's
excited.
What this is how the 8-hour planking guy got started.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't.
With someone like me doubting him.
The world's highest grapple toss. That's also, we should go for that at the same time.
We should YouTube grappling and see, because I think there's probably videos of Russians grappling on some probably pretty sketchy stuff.
Now, when we say grapple, don't confuse that with wrestling.
Yeah.
You're grappling. So make sure you insert.
Yeah. It's not Roman Greco style grappling.
No. Because you will get Russian videos of Russians grappling, but you want Russians using a grappling hook.
Using grappling hooks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll watch both videos.
All right. Well, if you have more hot soup footage or grappling hook footage or 8-hour planking footage or pyramid copulation, you know where to send it, at Danny Bryson.
On Twitter?
You're not curious to see.
I don't know what kind of grappling hook smut I'm going to be getting here. Don't encourage. So,
somebody's going to be, next video you're going to get is going to be somebody outside the pyramid gift shop with the soup ladle trying out all the hot soup.
No, never eat from a hot soup bar in Egypt.
Never. Okay.
Never.
All right. And of course, Tyson Apostle, who's about to try out a grappling hook for real.
Four reels.
At Tyson
I'll throw.
Apostle.
Danny will climb.
Okay. Be sure to check that out as well. Anything else you guys want to say tonight?
No, thanks for the love and support, guys. You know, we're going to get this science underway because science rules.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.